You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The EU executive has given Poland an official warning that changes to its constitutional court endanger the rule of law. The unprecedented move could lead to sanctions against Poland, Stefan Boss reports.
The European Commission, the EU's executive arm, says Poland's government is not following the rule of law as required by the 28-nation European Union. That official warning from the European Commission could lead to member state Poland being stripped of its EU voting rights. Yet Commissioner Frans Timmermans has defended that decision.
As you know, the European Union is built on a common set of values enshrined in the treaty. These values include respect of the rule of law. That's how this organisation functions. That's how our member states assure the equal application of EU law across the European Union. Making sure that your rule of law is preserved is a collective responsibility of the EU institutions and of all member states.
He explained that the EU has been having inconclusive talks with the Polish government since it announced a preliminary assessment of Poland's new laws in January. Critics of the far-right Polish government have been angry at changes it made to the country's top court, leaving it, they say, in effect unable to review and veto legislation. Poland's Justice Minister and Prosecutor General Zbigniew Ziobro said he was surprised and saddened by the European Commission's position. However, the Polish government also said it wants to have a dialogue with the EU and the opposition to end the dispute, and Commissioner Timmermans suggested that fresh talks were underway.
Just last night, I spoke with Prime Minister Szydło, and I'm pleased that she confirmed that she wants our dialogue to continue. However, despite our best efforts, until now, we've not been able yet to find solutions to the main issues at stake. To briefly refresh your memory, the issues that concern us are the composition of the Constitutional Tribunal, Poland's highest court, the publication of its judgment, and the respect for them, and the reform of the court's functioning through a law known as the Constitutional Tribunal Act.
Poland's right-wing Law and Justice Party government came to power in October last year. Since then, it made changes to the way the country's constitutional court operates. It soon ignored the court's rulings, including one that found that the changes themselves are unconstitutional. The government has also come under pressure over a perceived crackdown on media, after effectively increasing control over public media, prompting massive protests. Opposition supporters claim Poland follows the example of Hungary, where Prime Minister Viktor Orban has come under international pressure over his perceived increasingly autocratic style. And last month, former President of the United States Bill Clinton condemned the government of both former communist countries.
Poland and Hungary, two countries that would not be free but for the United States and the long Cold War, have now decided this democracy is too much trouble. They want Putin-like leadership. Just give me an authoritarian dictatorship and keep the foreigners out. Sound familiar?
Yet the governments of Hungary and Poland have strongly condemned his remarks, and the ruling Polish party leader even suggested that Clinton should seek a doctor. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in Budapest.